Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're back here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick and Chase McCabe. Darren Donick and Chase is the show. A quick update.
Is this in your wheelhouse, Willie?
Oh, yeah. Tribe Called Quest? No question about it. Yeah, that's a good album. That album is definitely iconic, for sure, from back in the day. A quick note from Tom Crager, who covers high school, of course, for the Tennessean. He's all over this meeting going on in the TSSAA right now. The head honcho, Bernard Childress, basically saying they will not recommend the swap of fall, which I think makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
point, but that's something we discussed in the last segment.
It'd be too much. Be too much.
And speaking of the Tennessean, we bring in Drake Hills, and excited to talk to him. He is reporting on Nashville SC for the Tennessean. And, of course, this is the first year, and we're excited to talk to Drake. He's got a great background, studied at Northwestern and then out at Oregon preparing for this. And so, Drake, what a season to cover as you join the Tennessean and cover a team that had such an amazing start, then a tornado, then a pandemic. I mean, you got stories to tell for a lifetime here.
Yeah, just unfortunately not the stories that I was, as you were talking about, predicting to tell. You know, it's crazy. And you mentioned, you know, Tom Crager. We actually sit across from each other. So we've been talking about this just in terms of the tornado situation before the pandemic hit and, of course, the soccer stadium situation back in the winter. I mean, this is what we've been just in awe about how things have transpired for Nashville SC in a situation where, you know, you just go back to some of the other MLS expansion clubs. You take a look at Orlando City just about 5 years ago, and then you've got, you know, clubs like New York City FC around the same time. Shortly after that, Minnesota United. And just to look at, you know, some of their, I guess you can call them, paths into MLS, and even FC Cincinnati, they didn't do so well on the field. But, you know, here they are just some several months away from having a new soccer-specific stadium in downtown Cincinnati. And so, you know, things are building. But the fact that Nashville SC as a club has had to go through all of this, and then even some of their players and their assistant GM and Ali Mackay, you know, having to endure damage from the Tennessee tornadoes back in March. And then here we are, you know, at least there's going to be games again in about 7 days. Nashville SC is heading down to Orlando later today. So it's all looking up from here, Willie and Chase, man. It's certainly been a bit of a slouch on my part. I will admit that, you know, we're just looking forward to telling stories about the actual games for a first time in,
oh man.
Yeah. First time in 4 months.
Yeah, no question about it. So Drake, how have the workouts gone? And I don't know what kind of access you've been able to have as the team has gotten the training in to prepare to go down to Orlando, but how do they feel about things?
Exactly. And so Nashville SC, we haven't unfortunately been able to get out there to the training grounds and take a look at things, obviously, with how Major League Soccer has gone to keep not only the players and the staff safe, but also us, the media as well, and the rest who are part of this. But Nashville SC is very appreciative and are aware of the fortunate events that they've been able to train in full, and unlike many other clubs who in different parts of the country haven't been able to train with their full squads. And that's going to have a big effect on how teams are going to come together in a week where, you know, they'll be able to do something in the bubble once they get into the bubble. But teams, including Nashville, were very, very keen on wanting to get as much full training as possible in their home markets because, of course, you know, after nearly 4 months of not training at all, you've really lost that juice that you began the season with, the tactical side of things. For Nashville, it's the defensive shape. You're talking about a team who is very strong in defense. You've got a solid back four that, you know, of course, they weren't able to pick up a win. But, I mean, you take a look at it. They had really two world-class goals, one from Emerson Hyneman in Atlanta, which was the second goal, and then, of course, the goal in Portland with Diego Valeri. That was a one-touch finish. And so, you know, the goals that Nashville did give up, it really explains the hard work that they put in the preseason and how tight, how concise, and how really on the same page they were defensively. It's really just about them going forward and being more dynamic in front of goal. And so they have to get that back. They have to be able to play the 11v11 scrimmages. They have to go out and have the communication back, building that team chemistry, which they worked so hard to do within 5 weeks as an expansion team. So being able to have that full training for over 2 weeks by the time that they get into Orlando, that's an advantage for someone like Nashville as opposed to some other clubs who are going to have maybe only a couple of days of full team training in the home markets before they get down to the bubble in Orlando.
It's going to be a lot of fun to see if an underdog expansion team can hang in this. And you would think, Drake, that you know, based on what we've seen in the past in World Cup play and things like that, in a small tournament setting like this, where you know nobody's played for a long time, there might be a little bit of an equalizer, as you said. If they can work to their strengths and play really good defense, they could be right in these games. And if they pull an upset or two, that could mean a lot for their viewing audience and maybe create a little bit of a buzz in this first year.
Of course. I mean, a team like Nashville, obviously, they're in a situation where they've got a lot of veterans who've been around MLS. I mean, obviously, they've got a captain who's been pretty much, you know, he's touching 15 years in Major League Soccer with some great teams that he's played in. Dax McCarty has played for the U.S. men's national team. He's got the experience. If you take a look at their back line, they've got you know, U.S. men's national team participants and Daniel Lovitz at left back, and you've got Walker Zimmerman, who was an MLS best 11. You're talking about the best 11 players in the entire league last year. He's playing for Nashville this year and obviously scored their first goal. And so you have that veteran leadership, but you also have, you know, young dynamic guys who I think for Nashville fans, really for sports fans in general, they're looking for that one guy, you know, that one spark. And I think the two matches that they played, they didn't really have that opportunity to get into the flow of things. You take a look at someone like Randall Leal, you know, the 23-year-old Costa Rican, who he's a national team guy as well. He's very quick, very speedy. He's technical. He loves to dribble, a little bit of flash to him. He could be that entertaining guy. And the same thing goes for someone like Hani Mukhtar. You know, some of these players, you know, as you talked about the exposure, I think those players getting a chance to be in this World Cup style, you know, environment where, you know, it'll allow them to, you know, put everything on the line as like simultaneously having that defense kind of helping them grind out matches. Because the one thing about this tournament that, unlike the World Cup, the regular season, these group stage matches, they're for points in the regular season standings. And so if they can get that first win up against Chicago Fire on that it's going to be a nice warm night in Orlando on the next Wednesday, it's going to be pivotal for them to get those points. And, you know, that's going to be a great opportunity to set them up not only for the rest of this tournament, but for the regular season, if there is a regular season in the fall.
We're talking to Drake Hills from the Tennessean. He covers Nashville SC. So, Drake, I apologize in advance because a lot of my questions will have to do with learning about this game as I continue to try to do. But with
Chase, we'll be patient with you.
I appreciate that because it's the only way you can learn. It's the only way you can learn. With Nashville moving to the East, having not played, obviously this is the first season that they're here. They play two games in the West. What is the biggest difference in the level of competition between the East and the West? Is this a better fit for Nashville SC moving to the East?
Well, I think if you just take a look at the schedule and the grind that they would have to go up against. I mean, by this time, we still would be 4 days away from Nashville's first home match in, you know, 2 months or something like that. Because if the season had gone on the way it was scheduled to, if the pandemic had not hit, they would have been on the road since, you know, late May. And the amount of grinding that takes for an expansion club to come from Nashville to go out to Vancouver, to go out to San Jose, to go out to L.A. for a back-to-back against LAFC and L.A. Galaxy, that takes a toll. And when you're doing that for that amount of time and you've got a squad who isn't necessarily the most deep squad, not only just in the Western Conference but in all of MLS, I mean, that's going to really – you know, challenge what your squad will look like in the middle of the season, which is where we would have been if it weren't for the pandemic. And so that may the fact that they're in the Eastern Conference now, I think that in terms of talent, listen, you've got teams like Atlanta United, you've got teams like, you know, someone like even a Philadelphia Union. Now, obviously, we know what happened with New York City FC last year, a team that was, you know, a top seed in the Eastern Conference, unfortunately didn't do the best and got knocked out by Toronto FC in the playoffs. But you got talented teams in the East as well. So it's not as lopsided as one may think, but certainly in terms of a regular season resume, it may help to go up against an FC Cincinnati, a newly founded Inter Miami team, an Orlando City team that they're going to be able to see in the final match of the group stage in the MLS Cup July 20th. And so I think in terms of talent, sure, I mean, there may be a bit of a difference, but there won't be necessarily, you know, a lesser level of opposition. I mean, you still got talented teams across the board in MLS compared to Nashville, but it certainly helps that, you know, in a regular season, let's say they do get 6 points, and then let's say they get 2 wins in the group stage, and they get knocked out later, they enter a regular season resume with those 6 points, they go up against a Cincinnati, they go up against a Montreal, they go up against perhaps a Columbus Crew or even a New York Red Bulls. They have a schedule that's probably more regional that can help with the travel, that can help with what is likely to be a more compressed season schedule. They may play every 3 days, something like that, maybe even shorter, maybe it's every 4 days. We don't know. So, I mean, the fact that the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference is so different for Nashville, not only geographically, but also just taking a look at a potential schedule as well, I think it can help, and I just think it makes more sense.
Do you see a scenario where they just, even next year, they stay in the East, or is that not possible?
Well, it's certainly a scenario, but it's just the fact that when asked about it a couple of weeks ago when the news was confirmed and Don Garber had told me, the commissioner for Major League Soccer, Don Garber, had said, you know, that's not what they were thinking. That wasn't at the decision table at that moment, that this was simply a 2020 decision. And the fact that, you know, there are MLS expansion teams coming. Of course, you've got Charlotte coming in 2021. You've got Austin FC being the third team of Texas. And the fact that one in Charlotte would most likely be in the Eastern Conference and then Austin would most likely be in the Western Conference. I think there is a scenario where Nashville is in the Eastern Conference. It's all but confirmed as of right now. I don't see a reason why they shouldn't stay in the Eastern Conference. I just think it makes too much sense for them to go back to the West.
So and now here comes one of my learning questions. With this and something we've talked about with other sports, like baseball, Nashville has proposed, you know, having a free agent league here in Nashville at First Horizon Park that teams can pluck from. How will roster movement work with the, all of this in the bubble? Are trades allowed? Like how does that work in general with MLS, and how will it work under this scenario?
Yeah, so that's an interesting question because, you know, I actually wrote about this in talking with General Manager Mike Jacobs just a few weeks ago, and talking about it starting from the top, you know, FIFA being the world governing body, and they are having to really reconstruct a transfer period. Now, of course, teams are able to sign players, but, you know, they have to be careful because the targeted allocation money, the discretionary targeted allocation money that is, you know, fully funded by the club instead of, you know, funds coming in from the league, which would be general allocation money, if they are used and signed by targeted allocation money, they cannot participate in the MLS's back tournament. Now, of course, it would be, you know, weird for Nashville to sign a player like, you know, the day before the tournament and then try to have them play. But, of course, you know, there have been rumors, you know, looming about Nashville having a summer signing, but, you know, most likely would be a winter transfer window signing, which, you know, would start, you know, after the season going into the preseason in January in 2021. So in terms of player acquisition, it's very confusing because you've got a situation where leagues are still playing. Obviously, if you take a look at across the pond, you've got the English Premier League still going on. You've got La Liga in Spain still going on. The Bundesliga in Germany had just finished, and obviously Major League Soccer is resuming. And so you know, the transfer market is a bit out of balance. And if you take a look at how teams can acquire, they can do so. It's just a matter of for how much and when that player will be available, because those things are just, as I said, out of balance, because you may have one player who's in Germany right now who they're looking at, in England right now, but, you know, he's still under contract with his club, and so he may not be available. So that could be tricky for not just National FC, but really any MLS team who's looking to sign a player from outside of MLS.
Drake, before we let you go, you've been watching closely how they've been preparing everything down in Orlando. I know there was a little flare-up of positive tests out of the Dallas team, I believe. But are you fairly optimistic they'll be able to execute this tournament down there, even though we've been hearing and reading all of the things that Florida is dealing with right now? They've got a rising number of cases. But if they can get started and everybody starts in the, quote, bubble, can they finish this thing okay?
I would say I'm, in a limited sense, I'm optimistic. It's FC Dallas have had confirmed cases. Obviously, there have been reports even about Orlando City and some players even before they entered the bubble. At least part of the team who entered the bubble, some players had kind of refrained from doing so at the time with the rest of the team, and you know have been treated due to that. And then, of course, obviously today with reports about FC Dallas. I just think that there's going to be confirmed tests. You know, somehow, some way, I'm not going to, you know, speculate on which team or how many players or anything like that. But I just think that just the way that this virus has not only, you know, hit Orange County in Orlando, but also in Florida and even across the country and in these respective MLS markets, I just think that that's going to be a part of the narrative. Do I think that it's going to be destructive? I don't think so to the tournament, but I do think that it can be a factor, and it'll be something that will not necessarily be trending, but it will be a lingering storyline just based off of how frustrating this virus has been across MLS markets. I do think that they will have a complete tournament. Now, will this maybe have some ramifications on an MLS resume in the fall? That remains to be seen, but that definitely is something to look out for as teams go back to their markets, and Nashville will have a series of games. If the MLS does resume, Nashville would have a series of games back at Nissan Stadium.
Yeah, let's hope we can get to that point. That would be exciting to have some games in our city. Drake, thanks for all of the info. Enjoy watching this unfold, and like you said, we'll keep our fingers crossed that they can execute this tournament. We'll have some soccer to enjoy here. Good stuff. All right, that's Drake Hills, who covers Nashville SC for the Tennessean. We will give you an update on what's being discussed in the TSSAA meeting right now in regard to fall sports and the proposals for what they're going to do in particular with girls soccer and, of course, high school football. There's some proposals being thrown out there. We'll toss them out to you when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.